Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of January 2023, and you've joined us for the morning service of the Pineville Grace Fellowship. A lot of our friends from around the world ask, where's Pineville, Missouri? Well, Pineville, Missouri is in the United States, and it's right on the line of the states of Arkansas on the Missouri side. I was born in the state of Missouri. That's my home state. And even though I had to sue the state of Missouri for wrongful termination, I worked for the state of Missouri. Wrongful termination. They fired me because I refused to place licensed homosexuals and place foster children with homosexuals. So I had a 5-year battle against the state of my birth. But that was 25 years ago. So, you know, that was then, this is now. I say the same thing to people about 70 AD who say everything happened in 70 AD. I go, that was then, this is now. We're still living, we're still on the face of the earth. God still has his elect during this time frame, and he still is very much involved in the affairs of with his people on this day, January the 22nd, 2023. Well, I'm going to move the camera over. We're going to sing some hymns and psalms, and then just for your own edification, we're going to be looking today. I'm going to be speaking out of Psalms 102 today. So I'll turn this camera around now. This box is up again today, so I'll have to make sure that we get it in the right place for them. Okay. So we're going to sing some psalms first. We're going to sing out the old school hymnal. We use this book right here, the old school hymnal. And we also sing out of this book. This Psalter, the Book of Psalms for singing. First one we're going to sing actually is, I don't have it in the front of here, but I can use this. It's going to be a poem that I had written, and we actually put it to music. It's called A True Story. And now there is a word in here that some people don't like that I've used. I'm going to cover that. I do use the word Trinity. When I say Trinity, I mean the Godhead, just so everybody knows. This is called A True Story. Looking back in history, we see events unfold, and the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It is not just a novel, no, this story is true. How God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one make provision for the sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people
of ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary, in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined, yes, it was his master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one make provision for the sinner. Through his blood the work is done.
Okay, out of the old school hymnal, we're going to sing number 294. 294. This is entitled, Jesus is Our Great Salvation.
Jesus is our great salvation, worthy of our best esteem. He has saved his favorite nation. Christ alone could us redeem. When involved in sin and ruin, and no helper there was found, Jesus our distress was viewing, grace did more than sin abound. Pre-election known by calling is a privilege divine. Saints are kept from final falling. All the glory, Lord, is thine. Let us never, Lord, forget thee. Make us walk as children here. We will give thee all the glory and rejoice with holy fear.
Okay, I didn't get the hymns that you guys wanted. I need the numbers. You didn't pick one. Okay. All right, so we're going to do 54. Mark has chosen this one, Rock of Ages. Augustus Top Lady.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wound aside which flow be a sin, a double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. while I draw this fleeting breath. When my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Okay, we're going to sing, did you pick a song? Was it 92C? Okay. We're going to sing 92C. 92C. It's good to thank the Lord, to praise your name most high, to show your love and on your faithfulness all night. The tapestry lyre, with sweet voice, lute, and rippling harp, your praise inspire. Your deeds, Lord, made me glad. All joy in what you've done. How great your doings, Lord, how deep your thoughts, each one. Whose will be shown, the stupid can't accept this truth to him unknown. The sinners grow like weeds, the doers blossom may. They're doomed to be destroyed, you Lord, exalted stay. Lord, your foes fall. See how your foes, main evil men, are scattered all. You raise my ox, my horn, poured fresh oil on my head. You made me see the spies and hear the plotters said. Like thriving palm, the righteous grows like cedars tall on Lebanon. Those planted by the Lord shall in God's course be seen. When old, they'll still bear fruit and flourish fresh and green. And loud proclaim, God upright is the Lord, my rock, no wrong in him.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is 86B. 86B.
Thy way teach me, Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart thy name to fear, my Lord and my God, with my whole heart I'll praise. And ever thy name will revere, for great are thy love and thy kindness to me. My soul from the grave thou dost raise, the proud and the vile seek for my life. Forgetful of thee and thy praise, but thou, Lord, art merciful, gracious thou art, abundant in truth and in love. Turn thou unto me thy rich grace now bestow. Thy servant make strong from above, the son of thy hand made redeemed by thy grace. A token for good show thou me, that all those who hate me may see and be shamed. My help, Lord, and strength are in thee.
Okay, Rosette says we've got another one here, 76A. Psalm 76A.
God the Lord is known in Judah, great His name in Israel. His pavilion is in Salem, His abode on Zion Hill. There He broke the bow and arrows, bade the sword and shield be still. Excellent Thou and glorious, coming from the hills of prey. Thou hast spoiled the valiant hearted, wrapped in sleep of death are they. Mighty men lost their cunning, none are ready for the fray. Horse and chariot low are lying in the sheep of death's dark night. Jacob's God, Thou didst rebuke them, Thou art fearful in Thy might. When that anger once is risen, who may stand before Thy sight? When from heaven Thy sentence sounded, all the earth in fear was still. While to save the meek and lowly, God in judgment wrought His will. Even the wrath of men shall praise Thee, what remains is kept from ill. Make your vows now to Jehovah, pay your God what is His own. Amen, bring your gifts before Him, here is due to Him alone. He brings low the pride of princes, kings shall tremble at His frown.
Dear Lord, we pray that You would be with us in this time that we have together today. We are told that when two or three are gathered in Your name, that You will be in the midst of them. We ask that You would open the Scriptures to us, and that we might proclaim Your holy name. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Well, today I want to look at a passage, and I want to go through the 102nd Psalm today. It's a tremendous psalm. It's a great blessing to go to the Scriptures and to be able to glean things from the Scriptures. You know, I'm glad that we have the authorized King James Version of the Bible. It hasn't been changed for over 400 years. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto Thee. Hide not Thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline Thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of Thine indignation and Thy wrath, for Thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But Thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever in Thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For Thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth Thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, He shall appear in His glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven, did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture. Shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. I'm going to see if we might know that psalm. I'm not sure that we know that. There are several psalms in 102. The which is it, 102a or 102a? Rosette says we know 102a. So we'll try to sing Psalm 102a today. I want to say hello to Gafar. I'm glad to have you with us, Gafar. Happy Sunday to you from Pakistan this morning. And hello to everyone else that has joined us as well. To this my prayer, O listen, Lord, and let my cry for help reach you. In day of grief, hide not your face. Your listening ear toward me, O bend. The day I call, your answer send. For all my days go up in smoke, and like a hearth my bones are burned. Like grass my heart is crushed and dry. I daily food forgotten leave, my skin and bones together cleave. With sighs and groans my frame resounds. I'm like a desert pelican, or like an owl in ruin waste. I lie awake as on the roof, a sparrow stands alone aloof. All days my foes their taunts repeat, those filled with anger curse my name. I food with tears and ashes mix, for you on me in anger frown. You raise me up to throw me down, and evening shadows are my days. Like grass I wither soon away, but you, Jehovah, sit enthroned. Forever your memorial abides through generations all. Well, this scripture is apropos for any time throughout history to God's people. Starts out with this, a plea to hear my prayer, O Lord, let my cry come unto me. Hide not your face from me in the day when I'm in trouble. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. Sometimes we feel like our life is going by like rather quickly. How quickly time passes by. My heart is smitten and I wither like grass. He says, he describes it like in verse 6, like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Paints a picture, doesn't he? He says, mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they are mad against me or sworn against me. Have you ever had that experience? I know I have. I've had the experience when there have been people that have come against me and railed upon me. You know, it's not a real fun place to be, is it? But you know, God is merciful, and in the midst of when people are coming against us, He's merciful to us. He says, because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. Sometimes we experience the chastening rod of God, don't we, upon our lives. And we realize that He's in charge. He's in control. And my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But Thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and Thy remembrance into all generations. That's good to know, that God is going to be there for us when we come to stand before Him. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. I'm glad that God is merciful to Zion. When the Lord shall build up Zion, He shall appear in His glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. I'm glad that that scripture's in there, that He does not despise our prayer. There's a song in the old school hymnal that says, ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray in the name of Christ our Savior? Did you sue for loving favor at the break of day? Oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer can change the night today. When your life's off so dreary, don't forget to pray. He hath looked down from the height of sanctuary. From the heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose them that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and His praise in Jerusalem. And then we're reminded that He's the one that laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of His hands. All of the high scholars may say something totally different. You know, they may say something totally different. They may say that we evolved, or we spontaneously generated, or we were planted here by aliens. All kind of crazy stuff. But here it says, of old Thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Thy hands. And one of these days this earth is going to be destroyed by fire. We're looking for a new heaven and a new earth. We're looking for the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, aren't we? And Mike Org, glad to see you're with us this morning. Mike says in John 15:18, if the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you. That is so true. And we're told that in Christ we are going to suffer. If we're in Christ, we will suffer persecution. It's an absolute fact. That's one of the evidences that we're one of God's elect. He concludes this Psalm 102 by saying, but Thou art the same, and Thy years shall have no end. The children of Thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before Thee. That's preservation. That's preservation. You know, God is going to preserve His people to the very end. And I'm glad to know that. I'm glad that He's preserved us. I'm glad that He's given us everlasting life. I'm glad He didn't give us temporary life. and I'm glad to know that He is seated in heaven at the right hand of God making intercession for us. And one of these days He's going to come again and receive us unto Himself, that where we are, there, that where He is, there we will be also. And I'm also glad to know that regardless of what we have to go through down here, whatever we might have to experience, God is still on the throne and He still remembers His own. I want to conclude today with page 314, and this is called Hail Sovereign Love. We don't hear a lot about God's sovereignty anymore. We hear a lot about the so-called free will of man, which doesn't exist, but we don't hear about a lot about sovereignty. Hail sovereign love that first began the scheme to rescue fallen men. Hail matchless free eternal grace that gave my soul a hiding place. Against the God that rules the sky, I fought with hand uplifted high, despised His rich abounding grace, too proud to seek a hiding place. Enwrapped in thick Egyptian night, and fond of darkness more than light, madly I ran the sinful race, secure without a hiding place. But thus eternal counsel ran, almighty love arrest that man. I felt the arrows of distress, and found I had no hiding place. Indignant justice stood in view, to Sinai's fiery mount I flew. But justice cried with frowning face, this mountain is no hiding place. Ere long a heavenly voice I heard, as the Holy Spirit drew near. He led me on with gentle pace, to Jesus as my hiding place. Should storms of vengeance thundering roll, and shake the earth its very soul, no flaming bolt shall daunt my face, for Jesus is my hiding place. A few more rolling suns at most will land me safe on Canaan's coast, where I shall sing the song of grace and see my glorious hiding place. Well, I hope the good Lord is with you today, and I hope that you have a good remaining, what's left of the weekend, and may the good Lord give you a good week. And we'll see you this evening in our evening devotional period. God bless.